Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Often in really rural parts of the country, there's a big concern right now among teachers that those students will not get funding that they're entitled to.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. The Republican-supported government funding bill to keep the government from shutting down Friday passed in the House Tuesday. It now advances to the Senate. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says he'll adopt a recommendation from the NTSB calling for a ban on helicopter operations near Reagan Airport. This after that deadly mid-air collision between a Black Hawk helicopter and a passenger plane. Billy Joel postponing several concert dates following a recent surgery and upcoming physical therapy. Joel recently falling on stage. This is ABC News. More than 2,000 New York prison guards that were fired for illegally walking off the job have been barred from being hired in other state jobs. Prison officials Monday fired officers who refused to return to work after a deal was struck between the state and the union. New features from TikTok focused on keeping kids safe.
New TikTok features allow parents to limit the amount of time their kid spends on the popular social media app. They also provide more information about who's following their child on the platform. It marks an expansion of TikTok's existing family pairing feature, which links the app on a child's smartphone to their parents. Last year, the Justice Department sued TikTok over its policies around underage users. TikTok says the new features are designed to help teens develop the digital literacy skills they need. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Hawaii's Kilauea volcano shooting fountains of lava that reach 400 feet high. It's the 13th time since December 23rd that lava's flowed from the Big Island volcano. Dave Packer, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Today's forecast calls for a mix of sun and clouds and mild, a high of 55, south winds around 5. Wednesday night, clear and cool, a low of 31. Thursday, mostly sunny and warmer, a high of 64. By Friday, cloudy, windy, and warm. Sprinkles possible by midday. Showers and some thunderstorms possible at night. Saturday, 56. 36 for a high Sunday. And back to sunshine and 51 for Monday. That's the latest weather. Right now on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it is 29 degrees. That is the overnight low. Welcome to Wednesday, March 12th, as we officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Save the facts, our single fact. gentle persuasion whispers her comforting word. Wait till the darkness is over. Wait till life's tempest is done. Sunshine tomorrow after the shower is gone.
We start the day in a positive way with the Browns and a song called Whispering Hope. Before that, our national anthem performed by Pat Boone. Hello, friends! Yes, it's time to get together again after another beautiful day in southwest Wisconsin yesterday. Our temperatures have been pretty much above normal, even though yesterday was a little bit more March-like. We did hit a high of 52 yesterday. 34 was the midnight reading. We start out now at 28, which is the overnight low temperature. Time to let it roll on down the highway. I was getting good vibes all the way, riding my good vibe this morning from Sextonville International. So it was a short commute, but a good drive this morning. Good Wednesday morning. It's time for Eddie Rabbit on the Milk House Show.
I came in here to have a good time with nothing particular on my mind. When I saw you sitting there by yourself, why don't we put a nickel in the old jukebox and come on baby, I'll dance off your socks. 'Cause you sure look like you need a friend tonight. I wanna dance with you, be with you. Maybe you can show me a thing or two. I wanna dance with you, talk with you. Maybe together we can shake the blues. I wanna dance with you, rock with you. We'll have a ball before the night is through. I wanna dance with you, I wanna dance with you.
show me a thing or two. I wanna dance with you, talk with you. Maybe together we can shake the blues. I wanna dance with you, rock with you. We'll have a ball before the night is through. I wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. On the ceiling, we'll dance on the wall. Before you're through, dance into this heart of mine. Mine. I wanna dance with you, be with you. Maybe you can show me a thing or two. I wanna dance with you, talk with you. Maybe together we can shake the blues. I wanna dance with you, rock with you. We'll have a ball before the night is through. I wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. I said I wanna dance with you.
If I sent a rose to you, how every time you make me blue, you'd have a room full of roses. And if I sent a rose of white, how every time I cried all night, you'd have and if I took the petals and would tear them all apart, you'd be tearing up the roses just the way you broke my heart. And if someday you're feeling blue and you could send a rose or two, don't send me a room full of roses. I just want my arms around you. Just the way you broke my heart. And if someday you're feeling blue and you could send a rose or two, don't send me a room full of roses. I just want my arms around you.
Mickey Gilley on WRCO Radio and A Room Full of Roses. Good morning. It is 5:14. We're at 28 degrees. An important day in our community today. A Red Cross blood drive is going to be held from 11:30 until 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. Appointments are encouraged. To make an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That reminder for today. And tonight, Willow Valley United Methodist Church Men's Spaghetti Supper will be held. It starts at 4:30, and a free will offering will be accepted. Coming up, a look at sports. Another tough loss for the Bucks last night. We'll look at that in a moment.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The community is invited to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Highland, Sunday, March 16th at St. Anthony and Philip Parish. Guests will enjoy a hearty meal featuring corned beef and cabbage, turkey with all the trimmings and homemade desserts, serving from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. with carryouts available. The excitement continues with a raffle drawing at 1 p.m. offering a grand prize of $2,500. Tickets are available for $20 each or three for $50. Don't miss this chance to honor Irish heritage with great food and community fun. For tickets and information, call 608-929-7490. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Highland, Sunday, March 16th at St. Anthony and Philip Parish. Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Uncover the best of outdoor recreation in Boscobel, Wisconsin. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy provides the best care for the best you with exceptional service. Their dedicated, experienced staff is ready to support your home healthcare needs. Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. And taste the difference at Utter Brothers Creamery, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel. From great eats to catering services, they've got something for everyone in Boscobel. 19 past 5, an update on sports is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Tyrese Halliburton described it as a football play and the converted extra point too, with the Indiana Pacers needing a three-pointer to tie the Bucks in the closing seconds. A streaking Halliburton took a handoff-style inbound pass along the left sideline, elevated over Giannis Antetokounmpo while fading out of bounds, and buried the three while being fouled. Halliburton made the free throw for a stunning four-point play with 3.4 seconds left, and the team held on for a 115-114 win over the Bucks when Giannis missed a three-pointer at the buzzer. Tough loss last night. Elsewhere in the NBA, just a few games were played. Cleveland 109, Brooklyn 104, Detroit 123, Washington 103, and New Orleans over the Clippers 127-120. From the NHL, New Jersey 5-3 over Columbus, Ottawa 5, Philadelphia 2, Pittsburgh 3-2 over Vegas in overtime, Boston 3, Florida 2, Carolina 4-1 over Tampa Bay, Minnesota won a shootout over Colorado 2-1, Winnipeg 2, the Rangers 1, Washington 7-4 over Anaheim, Montreal beat Vancouver 4-2, Nashville 3, San Jose 2, Los Angeles 4-1 over the Islanders. From Major League Baseball spring games yesterday, the Brewers over the Cubs 9-7. Also a win for Miami over St. Louis 12-5. Toronto 3-2 over Minnesota. Interleague play elsewhere in the spring games, it was the Dodgers 10-4 over Cleveland. And Houston beat the Mets 7-4. Pittsburgh 9-1 over the Yankees. Philadelphia 18. Boston 8. Among the games last night, and Tiger Woods is out with another injury. Woods says he ruptured his left Achilles tendon and had surgery Tuesday. That's an update on sports, courtesy of the Sports Boosters.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
It's time for your morning workout, your morning cardio. The Aerobic Polka is sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness journey with Supps, your one-stop shop for premium nutritional supplements. Discover the best formulas from top brands at unbeatable prices. Say goodbye to fake reviews and pixie dust blends. Experience the Supps difference today. Always fueling local athletes. Call 800-968-0993, Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
All right, Polka Pals, here we go. It's time for the Aerobic Polka Workout today. Here we go. My goodness, that was in a rip snorter there. The Jim Gorman Trio and our Light in the Milk House Aerobic Polka, Dick's Polka today. Thank you for joining us. The new forecast is even better than the one I read earlier. So we actually got Tony going with the update on weather. And right now calling for a temperature to rise and shine to about 60 today with mostly sunny skies. I kind of thought Wednesday was the off day for weather, but it should be pretty nice with a light southeast wind. Mostly clear tonight and 31, and then even warmer, 66 for tomorrow. 27, our overnight low. That's the current reading. Here's a warning from Loretta.
Well, you thought I'd be waiting up when you came home last night. You'd been out with all the boys and you ended up half tied. But liquor and love, they just don't mix. Leave the bottle or me behind. And don't come home a-drinkin' with lovin' on your mind. No, don't come home a-drinkin' with lovin' on your mind. Just stay out there on the town and see what you can find. Cause if you want that kind of love, well, you don't need none of mine.
And try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, time will come when you'll be blue. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. Cheating heart will tell on you.
Good morning from WRCO. That was a hanker there. Hank Williams on the Light in the Milk House show. It's 27 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
I'm Brent Barnett with the latest agribusiness news on Brownfield. Farmers say they need a strong conservation program. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
Longtime Minnesota farmer Edwin Jostock says the weather is changing.
We've always had a cloud burst every now and then, but now we can get 2-3 cloud bursts a summer, and it just takes the farmer's soil that are not doing good conservation practices.
Darren Von Rudin, Wisconsin Farmers Union president, tells Brownfield that's why a new 5-year farm bill is so important.
Farmers want to be a part of the process of being the solution. How do we adopt those technologies to help with that? And a lot of that's going to take some assistance because the cash flow within American agriculture producers really isn't there to get us to a point where we can be that solution to the problem.
Von Rudin says strong conservation programs also give farmers needed technical assistance to implement environment-friendly farming practices. From the 123rd Annual Convention of the National Farmers Union in Oklahoma City, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
An ag economist says it's been a rough start to the week for the U.S. soybean oil market. University of Missouri's Ben Brown.
China placed 100% tariff on Canadian canola oil, canola meal, canola, and that caused their canola markets to really crash. Canola oil competes with U.S. soybean oil here in the U.S. There was concern that that canola oil would come down and displace some U.S. soybean oil.
He tells Brownfield there's some belief in the market that upcoming reciprocal tariffs could target canola oil. A Wisconsin program that trains new meat processors remains popular. Brownfield's Larry Lee has the story.
Wisconsin continues to see demand for its meat talent development program training through universities, technical colleges, and partnering high schools. Wisconsin Technical College System President Layla Merrifield tells Brownfield,
the demand from students is more than our capacity right now, and so we're continuing to provide grants at the system level to our colleges to make sure that they can keep up with that demand and enroll those students that are waiting.
Mid-State Technical College President Shelley Mondyke says the meat talent development program offers night classes in partnering high school labs.
We started out, I know the first class we had a wait list. It's just been amazing.
The Meat Talent Development Program began with support from the governor and the legislature after identifying a need for more local processing during the pandemic. From Wisconsin Technical College Ag Day in Marshfield, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
The USDA has raised its outlook for 2025 beef and broiler production. Beef production is now estimated at 26.7 billion pounds, up 120 million from February. Pork is seen at 28.4 billion pounds, down 105 million on a slower slaughter pace, with an average barrow and gilt price of $63 per hundredweight, a decline of a dollar, and some cuts to imports, exports, and consumption. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic, good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Olivo Soybean Seed Treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoo with Tim Zuck Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a snowy, rainy sale day. Large squares topped at $190 a ton and large rounds topped at $80 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Next online only auction ending March 19th at 6 p.m. Sale includes Honda 4-wheeler, wood engraver, tools, household, and much more. You can find that on our website at www.timzuckauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hestetoo. Have a great day.
A slow Tuesday for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was unsurprisingly quiet on Tuesday. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices were floated in the south around $202 plus live, but did not surface out of the north. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the last half of the week. At the Tri-State Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers over 600 pounds were $2 to $16 higher. Heifers were $4 to $15 higher. The USDA says demand was good on all offerings. Feeder supply included 62% steers. Medium and large on feeder steers, 602 to 644 pounds, brought $340 to $361. Feeder steers, 953 pounds, brought $265.25. Medium and large on feeder heifer, 608 to 646 pounds, brought $286 to $307. And feeder heifers, 760 pounds, brought $271. Boxed beef closed mixed with mixed demand on solid offerings. Choice up 362 at 321.20. Select closed 9 cents lower at 306.86. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up about 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed solidly higher with decent negotiated numbers. Processors have been more aggressive in their procurement efforts to start the week. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, which does help provide price support. But this back and forth when it comes to tariff and trade war threats does create additional uncertainty and volatility in the markets. Domestic demand has been inconsistent at best, which adds constraints to any potential upside in prices. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 208 higher with a weighted average of 90.98. The Iowa Minnesota was up $2 and the Western Corn Belt up 205. Both had weighted averages of 90.98. Pork values closed lower, down 64 cents at 97.57. Bellies, loins, butts, and picnics were all lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, up 8,000 on the week and up nearly 7,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were mostly lower and feeder cattle were mostly higher ahead of the week's direct business. And lean hog futures ended the day mixed, mostly lower on widespread concerns about domestic and export demand. For all the latest in ag news, markets, and weather, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn both ended the session modestly lower after the USDA's supply and demand numbers. May beans were 2¾ lower at 10.11¼. July was down 2¾ at 10.25½. May corn was 1¾ lower at 470 and a quarter. July was down 1½ at 477. Cattle were mixed, getting ready for direct business. April live was down $1.02 at 199.55, and June was 97 lower at 196.25. April feeders were down 22 at 277.70. And hogs were mixed with the ongoing questions about domestic and export demand. April lean was $1.75 lower at 86.55, and May was down 127 at 90.20. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Some life-saving tips concerning grain bin safety today on Farm to Fork. Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Have you ever done a risk assessment on your farm or ranch? If you haven't, you should, especially if you have employees there. They may, in fact, be required by law where you are. In any case, it's not a bad idea and helps promote a safety mindset. You can find out online how to set one up. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com.
One of the things that we try to tell either a producer, farmer, or the commercial employee, just try not to go inside a grain bin.
That's Carlos Campabadal, an outreach specialist in grain storage and feed manufacturing with Kansas State University. Campabadal says if you do have to go in,
first of all, go in and shut down any equipment that could move grain in, move grain out, any moving part of equipment by putting a lock, putting a tag. And that's very standard procedure in the industry.
Campabadal says grain bin work is a team sport.
Have a spotter. Never go in by yourself. Always have somebody watching you. Have radio communication if possible or cell phone in case something happened.
Campabadal cautions not to forget the air quality in the bin as well.
If grain is spoiled, there's bad odors inside a grain bin. The atmosphere can change. There could be mold spores up in the air that could be some hazard in terms of respiration. I would suggest people to just go in with a mask to avoid any potential issues.
A while back, I did a show about the movie Silo, a fictional story of a grain bin entrapment. I recently watched it and would recommend it. It's available on at least two free streaming services. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield's Dairy Update. A dairy specialist with the University of Illinois Extension says producers can protect their margins from mastitis.
Mastitis is the most common and the most costly disease in the dairy industry.
Derek Nolan says infections of the mammary glands cause over $2 billion of dairy losses each year.
What we're trying to do is reduce bacteria in the environment. So keeping our cow's environment clean and dry and keeping the cow clean and dry herself is one way we can prevent that type of bacteria.
He tells Brownfield, prevention also needs to occur in the milking parlor.
Anything from sanitizing the mammary gland before we attach the milking unit to keeping our milking equipment clean is really important in preventing the contagious type of mastitis.
Elanco Animal Health has partnered with Medgene to launch the first highly pathogenic avian influenza vaccine for dairy cattle. Tim Beddington is the Executive Vice President of Corporate Strategy and Market Development for Elanco.
Our ability to vaccinate those animals, then potentially eliminate that transmission, also means more healthy dairy animals. The impact to the animals is the biggest thing is reduced milk production, profitability and value for the dairy producer themselves. And so making sure we can have as many healthy animals as possible is key.
He tells Brownfield the goal is to limit the spread of highly pathogenic avian influenza. Cash dairy markets were mostly higher on Tuesday. The USDA says cheese barrels at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange were up 4 cents at 164.5 per pound, and 40-pound blocks gained 3.75 cents to 167. Grade A non-fat dry milk was a quarter cent higher at 116. Extra grade dry whey was the exception, down a penny at 48 cents per pound. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield's Dairy Update.
Cattlemen, get ready for the 7th Annual Red Fest, Sunday, March 23rd, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. This year's sale features 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females, perfect for elevating your herd with the right genetics. Come early to view the cattle and don't miss lunch before the sale. Visit redfestsale.com today for more details and to view the sale catalog. Upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you at Red Fest.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 60, mostly sunny today, a pleasant day with light southeast winds. For tonight, mostly clear, a low of 31, mostly sunny and warmer Thursday and 66. Thursday night, partly cloudy and mild with a low of 44. 73 Friday with a chance of some light rain during the day, maybe up to a half inch of rain at night with some thunder. And then how crazy March weather can be, 54 Saturday, rain changing to snow maybe Saturday night. So hey, there you go. After midnight reading of 34, we are down from that. It is 25 degrees. That's the latest weather-wise here. This is the Lake the Milk House Show.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so light. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly by. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue days all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies I see. Blue days all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies. I see.
nothing but blue skies from now and Nashville, Chattanooga too, always singing these good woman blues. Good woman blues, Lord, they never let me down. Too many women always around. I strike like the lightning and I'm bringing good news, always a singing. My traveling shoes, always singing these good woman blues. With sunny California, I can hear you call. Got more women there than a freight train can haul. Your warm red wine and your sun is good news. Always singing these good woman blues. Good woman blues.
On WRCO Radio, the Good Woman Blues. We'll get the latest weather coming up. Nick Grunseth is in for Tony Schumacher, and that weather update is next.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep-fried or baked fish. Fish is served from 4 to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world, and after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best, open at 11 a.m. Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
Looking for a rewarding career with a global leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings for all shifts, including production positions with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on day one. Stop by in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for interviews and facility tours at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. Join Cardinal CG today and be a part of the future of glass innovation.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust, Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Explore Boscobel, Wisconsin's top outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services, including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. If it's here, it's for sale at J&J Recycling and Salvage. And Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 1-800-362-3500 for Herculift in Boscobel.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO, and a good Wednesday to you. I hope your day is starting well. Today is going to be a nice day all around in southwest Wisconsin as temperatures warm up to about 60 degrees, a mostly sunny sky, some mid to high clouds passing overhead, but not a big deal, not going to bring us any precipitation. The wind will be light today and tonight with the pressure field fairly slackened across the region, but that will change as we get close to the end of the week. And this coming weekend, it'll be quite windy as a storm system develops and approaches from the west-southwest and intensifies. And as that pressure gradient increases, the difference in pressure over an area, we will see the wind really intensify. First from the south, bringing in milder air, and then switching to the northwest late this weekend, bringing in colder, winter-like air. So the remainder of your forecast here, tonight will be mostly clear, low around 31, while Thursday, mostly sunny, a high near 66, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusting up to about 15. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low around 44 with southeast winds 5 to 10, gusting to 15. And Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, highs around 73. Yes, you heard it, low 70s, a south-southeast wind 12 to 20, gusting up to about 35 miles per hour. Now, during the day on Friday, there is a slight chance of showers, while rain is likely Friday evening and Friday night, possibly a couple of thunderstorms as well. And our area could pick up a quarter to a half inch of rain. Saturday, cloudy and windy with occasional light rain showers, highs around 54. At night, as temperatures cool, there could be a little bit of a transition to a mix and then some light snow. And this will be when the precipitation is winding down, that system starts pushing to the east. So Sunday in the morning, there is a slight chance of some lingering snow, but really no accumulation. Highs on Sunday with decreasing clouds, even though we'll see sun, highs close to 40. So quite a difference compared to the end of this week. And then Monday, mostly sunny, feeling nicer with highs in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service.
It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
25 degrees and cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 52. Record high, 74 in 1990. Record low, 7 degrees below zero in 1948. Last year's high was 71 and the low 40. For the sunset time tonight, 4 minutes after 7. Sunrise time this morning at 7:18. The air is calm, barometer at 29.96. No precipitation today, and after a midnight reading of 34, it is 25 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center, where a news update at 6 is sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop, by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products. Also, Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.